But I wanted to weigh in on that, whether Mayor Guardian should have recused himself. Actually, both the mayor and Mark were right. If the donation is a small amount, and what Atlantic City should consider doing is writing into their planning board ethics, or actually codifying it, they should say, hey, any dollar amount above blank, you need to recuse yourself. Because if the person is a substantial donor above, and you have to define what substantial is, then the mayor probably should have recused himself if there's a substantial donor in that's got something in front of the planning board. Otherwise, if it's a $50 donation or a $100 donation or something of that nature, gee whiz, even people who don't support you sometimes make contributions of that amount. You know, it's a fine line, but they both have good points. It really depends on what the amount of the donation is, from my perspective. Yeah, even if the proposed action is absolutely the right thing to do, the project, the plan, whatever, it still gives the appearance of a conflict of interest. So, and it's something that politicians need to be, and public servants need to be aware of and sensitive to. But I would go back that you need to use some type of common sense. You can't codify ethics, but you can certainly try to help define what the acceptable standards are. You know, if I'm getting a $10,000 donation, like you said, yeah, I should probably recuse myself. If I've got a $200 donation, probably not a big deal.
Yeah, it's not an amount that's going to affect your vote or the appearance to the public, right, that it would affect your vote.